An Auckland barrister who travelled to Sydney to be with her dying mother early last month says she's trapped in New South Wales despite having followed all the guidance of the New Zealand government. Fazila Shah went to Sydney on the 2nd of July after her mother suffered a severe heart attack the previous day. Her mother died a week later. Ms. Shah's return flight was booked for the 24th of July, but she got caught out as COVID infections grew in New South Wales and the New Zealand government closed the border. She has applied for a managed return flight to New Zealand, but so far has had four flights cancelled because she can't secure a place in managed isolation and quarantine. Ms. Shah says she's isolated from her family in New Zealand and her legal practice and her clients are suffering as she can't appear in court. Fazila Shah is with us from Sydney. Good morning, and I'm so sorry about your loss, Fazila. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm okay. It's just that having received a flat, we are not able to secure a return flight for you, has been quite distressing, as you can imagine, given the circumstances in which I travelled to Sydney, and with no glimmer of hope, having had three confirmed flights cancelled, without any notice whatsoever from Air New Zealand as well, and a fourth flight that projects a return in September, being told by Air New Zealand that there is no guarantee. So certainly travel as we've never known it, and I just think the MIQ and the departments and the consulate, that they're not looking at a case-by-case basis. It's a very arbitrary way in which this is being dealt with. The latest is that I've been told because I departed after 22nd of June from New Zealand, that I will not be entitled to be in the 500 seats that have been released. It's quite mechanical, with no consideration for compassionate grounds.
Now, you've sent us some of the paperwork, Fazila, that you have carried out. It's very thorough. You've clearly put a lot of time and made your case very clearly. What do you feel is happening at the other end? Do you think that, the immigration team are under-resourced or not thoroughly reading applications? What do you think is not going on? Because, going through, you are ticking the boxes.
Certainly I am, and I think it's all of the above, and I think there is no communication between all the authorities in charge. For example, when Air New Zealand cancelled my flight without any knowledge to me, it was just a matter of me checking to see that my flight was there on my app that I found a notice that the flight was cancelled. What has happened is that I've had to be on hold to get onto Air New Zealand for sometimes up to 2.5 hours before the phone would be answered in the early days. And then to be told by Air New Zealand they could not explain as to why the flight had been cancelled, that they kept saying to me, yes, book another flight. And then it is only now in recent days that they're telling me we can't guarantee you anything despite your booking. But the lack of even communication, it seems, between the government and Air New Zealand is quite alarming, because, as an inherent right for a citizen, your human rights, your civil rights to come back to your own country and to be told point blank, sorry, we can't secure a return flight for you. So with MIQ, again, they do not have access to our flights and they don't seem to have information. So you can book a flight, but the immigration or MIQ does not seem to know. And if that's not a guaranteed space, you're dropped off.
There are, of course, a lot of people trying to secure those spaces. So yes. What are the key arguments that you have put forward to be considered?
Well, the key arguments I've put, for example, with this, the latest email I've received from the registration of interest, which was pleaded to say, plead your registration of interest before 3rd of August, which I accordingly did. They have just simply come back to me in an email saying, well, you departed before 22nd of June. Well, the point I'd like to make is that when I travelled to Sydney on those compassionate grounds, there was nothing required from me, from the New Zealand government, to say that you are going, you will not be able to return, or there'll be a delay, or any information to even consider that there may be a troublesome return. I had a pre-booked flight, return flight. I departed on the second, as you've put it quite succinctly, because of a dire medical emergency that my mother was in. And on the 2nd of July, when I got on that flight, all I had to sign was a declaration to New South Wales saying that I will not travel out of the state, which was not an issue. So really, it's all of those things that they've not looked at my particular compassionate grounds, that I came here for a funeral. My family couldn't come with me. I came here alone. I would like to be reunited with them. I would like to go back to my employment, to my work, to be able to continue to serve my clients. And most of my clients are, I do a lot of lawyer for child work as a court-appointed lawyer. So that is also delaying proceedings unnecessarily. And some of the issues are quite important. These are vulnerable children that I act for. So all of those, they haven't looked at me as a person. They've just looked at me as a number and an application. And no, I've even tried to lodge an emergency, compassionate application, and that's been rejected. So.
I understand what you're saying, about perhaps not having a specific warning that you may not be able to return. But there was the fact, even when the bubble was opened, that they had that at your own risk proviso over everything. Would you accept that?
Yes, certainly. I would have to accept that was there. As I've said, but given the situation I had, and I'm sure if you put it out to all your listeners, if they had a choice of spending a few hours or even, a couple of minutes with a dying mother, that no one would, you would take that risk, I think. And I know I'm generalizing, but I believe there is that emotional connection where you would want to be with your mother. And that was, I do not dispute that. All I'm saying is that there was nothing else to say that if you do go, there may be months in which we will not be able to get you back, or even, not consider any compassionate grounds or why you went there. I believe somebody who's considering the applications or arranging the MIQ allocated spots should be reading these applications to see what it is on a case-by-case basis, not just a blunt email saying we're not able to secure a return flight or you don't fit into that box or if you departed before 26 June and not having looked at the reasons why I came here.
So is your argument more that the applications that are coming in for exemptions or special attention is more of an issue perhaps than what the country needing more MIQ facilities? Because with that comes risks also. And the Delta variant, of course, I think has New Zealanders quite freaked, understandably.
Yes, look, totally understandable, and yes, that is my argument, and look, I can understand, New Zealand being very fearful of the Delta variant coming in, but my argument is that if you had your citizens there who were safe at that point in time, had not contracted the virus, in a scenario of over 200. Infections in Sydney daily, then you would do your utmost to get them out of there before they had a chance to contract that disease. That is my point as well. At the moment I'm safe, but I'm not vaccinated. I am just isolating myself. But if God forbid, but if I do catch this disease, I'm going to be, I suppose, at the mercy of the Australian government, having to, seek medical attention and being here without my immediate family.
Can you get, as a matter of interest, Fazela, can you get vaccinated over
Yes.
there?
I've made inquiries. I believe I have to register, and it may be possible, but the thing is that I was offered a site to get vaccinated, and that's one of the locations of interest in a what they refer to as a local government area. So I've chosen not to go into that area to expose myself to the virus. So that is something I'd be looking into. But I was hopeful that I could get into the 500 so that I could return sooner rather than later. But that hasn't happened yet.
Fazela, thank you for your time. Fazela Shah, stay safe over there in Australia.